Author William Mann's new book, The Wars of the Roosevelts, presents a provocative, modern, revisionist biographical history of one of America's greatest and most influential families, exposing heretofore unknown family secrets and detailing complex family rivalries. Drawing on previously hidden historical documents and interviews with what he calls the long, silent, illegitimate branch of the family, Mann paints a group portrait of this legendary family and argues that the Roosevelt's rise to power and prestige was actually driven by a series of intense personal contests that at times devolved into blood sport. The new book is The Wars of the Roosevelts, The Ruthless Rise of America's Greatest Political Family, and it's a great pleasure to welcome William Mann to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Very nice to have you on the program. What led you, given that you have written about Kate Hepburn and Elizabeth Taylor, what brought you to the Roosevelts?
Well, you know, in many ways, the political arena is not so different from the entertainment arena, especially today we see that. But it was true in the time of the Roosevelts as well. You had to create an image. You had to create a public persona. There was there were certain ways to spin things. There was a public face to the Roosevelts, and there was a private face, and that's something that I've written about in Hollywood as often as I've written books. That's really been what I've been interested in, is that kind of that tension between the public and the private. And I found that with the Roosevelts, the more I learned about them, and it was finding the, as you say, the illegitimate branch, and getting them to talk to me, I really began to see the things that had to be done to ensure that they rose to power, and it was sometimes different from what had been told previously.
So define that a little bit for us, of what you mean by illegitimate branch and who that encompassed.
Well, Theodore's brother was a man by the name of Elliot Roosevelt, and in previous books about Theodore, Elliot has been portrayed as a womanizer, an alcoholic, devil-may-care, party boy, playboy, and all of that is true. However, he was also a very intelligent man and a wonderful family man. His daughter was Eleanor Roosevelt, who later married her fifth cousin, Franklin Roosevelt. And so the two families, the two sides of the Roosevelt family, the Theodore Roosevelt side and the Franklin Roosevelt side, are linked by Eleanor. But what the books don't really cover in depth until now was that Elliot had an illegitimate son. And if he's mentioned at all in previous accounts, he's literally a footnote. And it was this son, also named Elliot, whose family spoke with me. And I learned what the extent that the official Roosevelt family did to banish and exile the illegitimate son and make sure that his story was never told, because of course it would embarrass Theodore, who was hoping to be president of the United States. And it was learning their story and what they had to do to survive in the shadow of this great political family, and the struggle that Eleanor Roosevelt had dealing with the fact that she had an illegitimate half-brother out there. Understanding that story allowed me to understand the bigger story of the more famous Roosevelts.
In looking at that through those eyes, first of all, is there a connection between your name and his name?
No, that was a very unusual coincidence when I
okay.
discovered it out, that Elliot's mother was named Kathy Mann. She was a German immigrant. My Manns are Scottish, but it was an interesting coincidence, but also maybe allowed me to gain their trust a little bit because we had the same last name.
So with that information, what were you able to find, and how difficult, because it seemed in reading the book that it was quite a challenge of following that line, because they were trying to hide something.
Exactly. He was Elliot Mann, who was Elliot Roosevelt's son, was completely cut off. There was supposed to be some money given to them. The money never reached them. An interesting story that I discovered for the book. And they were left to fend for themselves. And the remarkable thing is that Elliot Roosevelt Mann, was every much a Roosevelt except in name. He was ambitious, he was determined, he was smart, he was committed, he was honorable, and he ended up having quite a remarkable life of his own. He became a banker, raised a family, and, you know, a story that could have gone terribly wrong, and he could have had a horrible life. He ended up on his own initiative, really making something out of himself. And in some ways, his story is just as interesting as any of the other Roosevelts, given their relative starting points.
Speaking of starting points, so talk a little bit about the branches of the family and then how they start to overlap. And I guess the best way for this to start is the Eleanor branch and the Franklin branch.
Right. Well, the Eleanor branch is the Theodore Roosevelt branch, which was based in Oyster Bay, New York, on Long Island. And it was the established Roosevelt family in America at the turn of the century. Franklin Roosevelt's father was in Hyde Park, New York, and was a rather simple country squire until he married as his second wife, Sarah Delano, who was Franklin's mother. And Sarah Delano brought a lot of money into the Hyde Park Roosevelt branch at that point. So there are these two very separate families, very distantly related. But Eleanor, the daughter of Theodore's brother Elliot, marries Franklin, and of course that sets up a whole new set of rivalries, because now the Hyde Park branch has eyes on the White House and eyes on political power, and they're Democrats, whereas the Theodore Roosevelt Oyster Bay branch are Republicans. So there's all sorts of room for rivalries and political battles and backroom deals, so it becomes a fascinating story.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, is that you indicate this really becomes blood sport. This is something that they are not only doing, but they're enjoying.
Yeah, because the ambition was so great. And by saying that, it doesn't take away the greatness of any of these people. I think Theodore Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt were two of our greatest presidents, perhaps two of the three greatest presidents, in my opinion. And it's really not meant to take away from their achievements as presidents, but that also shouldn't discount just how ambitious they were to get there. And if that meant cutting out a brother, as Theodore did with Elliot, or a cousin, as Franklin did with Ted Jr., or Franklin did with his own nephew, who had married a Jewish woman and could not be part of the family after that. This was something they did, and they did it without a lot of conscience. You know, their conscience seemed clear. It was simply something they had to do.
Obviously, when you look at Franklin Roosevelt, this is a president of the United States who was able to live a life with an illness that he kept shielded from the public. How much of that private life and of the bickering and of some of the, the dysfunctional aspects of the family were they also able to squirrel away?
It was remarkable how much of this never got reported. There were stories in the press when Theodore's son Kermit kind of broke ranks with his family and began spending time with Franklin and Eleanor, and it was commented how the Republican branch of the Roosevelt family was, you know, felt that he had betrayed them. So there, some of these rivalries did make it into the press, but certainly all of these backroom stories, these untold tales, really don't come out until much, much later, whether it be Franklin's affairs or Kermit's drinking, Eleanor's various activities. So there was a way to keep these stories quiet that no longer exists.
In looking at Elliot Mann, tell us a little bit about how his story ended up and the relationship with the family when he passed.
Well, he tried several times to reach out to the official Roosevelt family. In fact, when Franklin was elected, he wrote his sister Eleanor a letter, congratulating her and really not asking for anything. His family told me that he simply at that point felt his own two daughters should know of their heritage, and that their aunt was now the First Lady of the United States. And Eleanor wrote back. Eleanor you know, was very gracious in replying to him and agreed to meet him, but then never followed up. There was always that feeling, I think, on her part that he was going to ask for something or cause a scandal or something like that. But in fact, Elliot Roosevelt Mann was a very honorable person. He really admired his Roosevelt relations. Although he was a Republican, he admired Eleanor's work on the public stage very, very much. And so he brought his daughters up to be that kind of independent, free-thinking people. And when he passed away, he left a kind of a wish with his daughter and with his granddaughters to someday have their story told. And so it was with great honor that I was able to tell their story, and especially the story when they all come back to meet their famous cousins at a Roosevelt family reunion in the 1990s. So it's really it goes full circle.
The name of the book is The Wars of the Roosevelts, The Ruthless Rise of America's Greatest Political Family. The book is published by Harper. William Mann, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book, The Wars of the Roosevelts, The Ruthless Rise of America's Greatest Political Family. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.